Right. Welcome to our Anenu Erev Rosh Chodesh Tehillah teleconference. We are holding by Elul. We're almost by Tishrei. Another year is gone. And Mashiach is still not here. I'm not going to make any long introduction because everybody knows what's happening in the world. We all feel it. We all know it. We just need Hadracha. We need to know what does Hashem want for us because the world is changing ever so quickly, even from last month to this month, it's a whole different world. So, Baruch Hashem, as I say every month, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Travis is on, and he's helping us. I just want to interject that Rabbi Travis is having a campaign for Kollel that he runs, a very, very special campaign to raise money for Kollel. So I'm going to let him do a little bit of PR before he gets into the topic. And the title is What Really is on Our Mind, Societal Breakdown Before Mashiach. That is what we see, and that's what we need to understand. And again, to be told, as Rabbi Travis says every month, the world is not coming to an end. Hashem is running this world. There is a rhyme and a reason, even if we don't see it. And with that introduction, Rabbi Travis, the line is all yours. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I'll just add, for this particular campaign, so I've taken upon myself to daven 40 days of the coastal. I daven every morning 8 to the coastal inside the tunnels in right next to the Kodesh Kedoshim. I have that great privilege to daven 8 every morning. So I've taken it upon myself to daven 40 days, including Friday Shabbos, straight for anyone who contributes $85 a month over the course of a year. It comes out to about over a year, $1,020. I'll speak a little bit more at the end of this year. I received an email from Mrs. Appel about what's going on in America, these flash robberies. And it's a sign of the times. And I think it was maybe about a year ago that it became the concept of theft went from being a crime to being an expression of racial discrimination, whatever they call it. If we look at what Chazal described, the period right before Mashiach comes, it's extremely reminiscent of what's going on now. But we have to understand, in every situation that we're in, we have to understand not just what is going on, but why is it happening, and what are we supposed to be doing this time? It's particularly alarming now, because as we see societal breakdown, Chazal tells us in Mishnah and Pirkei Avos that if it wasn't for the fact of government and fear of the government, fear of God, fear of authority, that people would eat each other up alive. And as we see this breaking down, we see law and order breaking down, we see a crime, the illegality of crime breaking down. As we see this, we really have to, on one hand, understand this is exactly what Chazal said, but on the other hand, what is expecting us of this time, and why is this happening? Why is this really necessary? What is the message behind all of this, right? Why is this going on? Why is this happening? So I often quote the Mishnah at the end of Sota. I'm going to go back to it today and add more explanation. But the Mishnah there concludes with a very, very critical line, which is it's going to talk about the many tribulations will exist time before Mashiach comes. And then the Mishnah concludes, Alma yesh lanu lishon, alavinu shel shamayim. What can we lean on our Father in heaven? And I always found it fascinating that in this particular Mishnah, Hashem is called our Father in heaven. What? Why is it called our Father in heaven? And I believe the understanding is as follows. As we're going to see, this Mishnah is talking about the disappearance of fear of God in the world and the ramifications of that. We've hit a point today where God is a Venus of Shemayim. In other words, He's not anymore in this world, as it were. He's only in heaven. And if you go back 100 years or so, or maybe even a little more, maybe a little less even, you know, in schools, if you didn't teach that God exists, and that was really a criminal act, it was considered insanity. Of course God exists. Today, if you teach that God exists, that perhaps is forcing religion on people, perhaps that's a criminal act. We've reached a state where God's presence is slowly leaving this world, the recognition of God's presence, and he's becoming a Vinisha B'Shamayim. People are losing their sensitivity, they're losing their feeling for the fact that Hashem is in this world, and he's only a Vinisha B'Shamayim. And this is something we really have to be cognizant of, right? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the reason that we have to, this has to happen, the reason this has to take place, is because we have to realize that there is no other hope. Right? In order for Mashiach to come, in order for the last revelation to take place, and the last revelation is the true power is only in Hashem's hands, and as long as there's democracy, as long as there's socialism, as long as there's communism, as long as there's whatever it might be, whatever ism it might be, then people feel there's something here that we can rely on, there's something here we can turn to, there's something here that has substance. But before Mashiach comes, we all have to come to recognition that there is no substance. There is nothing to rely on. There's nothing man-made which can weather all circumstances and which can take us till the end of days. Only Hashem and His Torah and His perfection. So I'm just going to quickly go through what's listed in this Mishnah, right, and try to understand and try to see it in our circumstances around us. And of course, the antidote for this situation is tefillah. Exactly what they're doing at Aneinu. We have to strengthen ourselves in tefillah, because the more you strengthen yourself in tefillah, the more you recognize Hashem. Tefillah, we said before, this comes from the word mitpalel, to judge yourself. Every time you stand up to daven, you're judging yourself vis-a-vis your recognition of Hashem in this world. And the more you see Hashem, the more Hashem exists in your life. The Vilna Gaon thinks that the word shechina comes from the word shochen, dwell. The Vilna Gaon says the more you recognize Hashem, the more shechina there exists in the world and your life. Right? So you have two people sitting on a bus, and one of them is two women sitting next to each other on the bus, two religious women. One of them saying Tehillim, and she sees Hashem in every corner and nook and cranny of her life, and that woman is in recovery for the shechina. She's carrying the shechina in this world. You have another woman who's not so connected to prayer, not because she's reading a newspaper or maybe some magazine, and she doesn't have shechina, or she at least doesn't have that same level of shechina. Shechina is the amount, the intensity, the level that we recognize Hashem in our life. And the more that we see Hashem, the more we have sincere prayer to Hashem, the more that we can connect or at least disconnect to what's going on today. Because everything that's going on today is all a factor of people losing their sensitivity to God's existence in this world. Right? And I'll just list from the end of the Mishnah a few things it says here. It says here that young people will turn against older people. Right? Older people will be forced to honor younger people. Children, sons will disgrace their fathers. Daughters will get up against their mothers. Daughter-in-laws will challenge their mother-in-laws, right? The members of your household will become your enemies, right? All of these things, how does this happen? How does this happen? This all happens because of weakening of the recognition of Hashem's existence in this world, which is exactly the opposite of tefillah. Every time we stand up to daven, right, Revolba once told me, a successful Shmona Esrei is after you daven, you see Hashem more clearly in your life, right? Whether it be your panasa, whether it be your health, whether it be whatever it might be, right? The speedy coming of Mashiach, building of Yerushalayim, whatever it might be, after you daven to Hashem, then you should recognize Hashem more clearly in this world. And this recognition is what connects us to the truth and disconnects us from the craziness that's going on all around us. If you want to know how you can disconnect from these flash robberies, you can disconnect. Somebody just told me today, one of my close friends, his father was a major Jewish philanthropist, and he gave millions and millions of dollars to Yeshiva. He passed away, And now his daughter is giving money to the worst transgressions, to Ava's disgusting things. How does it happen over one generation? This happens, right? And the answer is that as long as a man or a woman has a strong recognition of Hashem's presence in this world, then they will not be pulled into this insanity. But the moment that our recognition of Hashem's presence weakens, then we will also be pulled into this. And we have to hold on for dear life during these times, right? And our children are being exposed to this. Our children, our family, our close relatives, being exposed to the worst tumah that we could possibly imagine. And there's only one antidote, or two antidotes. One antidote, of course, is the Torah, plus the Yetzirah, plus the Torah Tavlin. But the biggest antidote we have is tefillah. In fact, the Medrash Chazal says, why is Yishmael called Yishmael? Right? And we know at the end of days that Yishmael will be a great thorn in our side. Yeah? Yishmael called Yishmael because the Gula will come from Hashem hearing our tefillahs. The more we daven sincerely, and again, it's better to daven 5 minutes with great passion than for an hour just rotely saying every single word. Right? Our tefillahs should be with great passion, because the more passion we have, the more this translates into seeing Hashem more clearly in every single thing that we do in our life, whether from the time that we wake up to the time we go to sleep. If we see Hashem clearly in our lives, then we'll be safe from all of the insanity that's going on. But the moment we weaken ourselves in this recognition, then we're in the greatest danger. My Rebbe Rav, Shlomo Brev de Zatzal, told me often that the Chavetz Chaim, people would come to him constantly for Eitzes. 90% of his Eitzes, that means 9 out of 10 people who came into the Chavetz Chaim's house. Yeah, he told them, strengthen your tefillah. Strengthen your tefillah. Strengthen your recognition. Because according to the level of recognition that we have in this world is how much Hashem helps us. Right? The amount that Hashem interacts with our lives and becomes part of our lives and helps us in our lives is according to our recognition of Him. If we have a very strong recognition of Hashem in His life, we'll get a very, very great dosage of Sfirat HaShemayim. If we have a very weak recognition of Hashem because our tefillahs are weak or they're cold or they're not passionate, then Hashem's interaction in our lives will be weak. And this is, in fact, the month of Elul. We know Elul stands for Ani L'Dodi, Vadodi Li. How do we make Ani L'Dodi? How do we do that? Ani L'Dodi is through tefillah. By strengthening our tefillah, we strengthen our recognition of the Borei Olam. And the more we strengthen our recognition of the Borei Olam, the more He is in our life, the more He interacts with us, the more He helps us in every single thing that we need. Baruch Hashem, my son got married on Tu B'Av. It was a very, very big simcha for us. And we had the greatest Siyat HaShemayim at the wedding. Right? And they attribute our atzlacha to the fact that we davened and we davened and we davened. Yeah? We poured our hearts out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should help us find the right shidduch for my son, and they should get married, and they should have a successful marriage, and the chasna should be a chasna of simcha. The more that we pour our house out to Hashem, the more success we're going to see in life. And we know that Chazal tell us, tefillah is called avodah shebelev. Avodah shebelev. What are you doing? What is avodah shebelev? What are you working on your heart? What are you actually doing? What you're doing is you're aligning your feelings and your emotions towards Hashem. And channeling all of our passion and our feelings towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, knowing that true salvation can only come from Him, and not even for a second placing any trust in any entity other than the Borei Olam. Now, I remember 20 years ago when I heard one of my Rebbeim, Rav Moshe Shapiro, speak. He said, in Hebrew, he said, "Kasha l'amin." It's very difficult to believe. Ha'olam hayom gas ma'od. The world today is very, very coarse. Kasha l'amin, aval yeh yoter gas. It's going to get more coarse. And just what we've seen this year, it's going to spiral. It's going to get much and much worse. Because according to the level of Hashem's departure, His presence departing from the world, we know when Kedusha leaves, Tumah enters. This is the reason that every morning when we wake up, we wash our hands. This is the reason before we go to sleep, we say, in Kriya Shema, we say Kapitel Tzadi Aleph, which is called Mazikin, a Tzolot from Mazikin, right? Because as soon as Kedusha leaves, it fills up with Tumah. The more Tumah there is, the more difficult it is, the more easy it is to get entrapped in this. And we have to know that the antidote to the breakdown in society that we're witnessing, and once it starts to break down, it's a spiral. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Why is this happening? Chazal tell us, as we said before, because we have to understand that the Torah is the only truth, right? But there has to be a contrast. The light of Moshiach will be such a powerful light, the Gemara tells us, the Rishoyim will be literally blinded by this light. They will not be able to take it. But the light will shine with a very intense, incredible intensity based on how dark the world is. And Hashem is bringing the world to the greatest level of darkness imaginable. Right? Chazal tell us on Kapitel Chof Beis, right? Ayelos HaShachar, Eli Eli Lamzah, right? That before the end of days, we're going to hit a point, just like at the end of the night, before the light starts to come, is the darkest part of the night. Right before Alos HaShachar, right before the dawn breaks, it's the darkest part of the night. And during that part of the night, it's complete darkness. It's complete darkness. It's pitch black darkness. Right? But just as we hit the point of ultimate darkness, that's when the light starts to come. That's when light starts to come. That light is the light of Mashiach. And as soon as the world has hit the ultimate darkness, where then it's ready for the backdrop of very intense, very strong light, the light of the Gula, and the light of the Mashiach. And we're very, very close to that day. The Zohar says, it's a Zohar in the Medrash, and I've said this before, and people have asked me, Rabbi Travis, how can you say these words? The Gemara says, Tipak Atzmosav, Choshe Kates. The bones will rot, whoever says when the end is. And I'm not saying when the end is, I'm just repeating the words of the Zohar. The Zohar says that it takes between 209 and 214 years to build the Beis HaMikdash and for Tchias HaMeisim to take place. And we know we have a Kabbalah from Chazal that the world can only last for 6,000 years. This means that between the next 4 to 9 years, this process is coming to an end. And now, again, as I said this many times, the fact that the process is coming to the end, the fact that the world is reaching the point of complete deterioration, does not mean that Mashiach has to come. Because there's a second important condition, as we've spoken about so many times, that there has to be an end to Sinat Tzchinah. There has to be this darkness in the world, this breakdown of society, the falling apart of everything, it has to be coupled together with the abandonment that we're not allowed ever to get upset with anybody, no matter what happens. Right? When these two factors come together, the recognition that society is breaking down, and as a result, when we see what's really going on, we understand that when bad things happen to us, everything is in Hashem's power. The fact that the world was as it was, that there was culture and there was society and there was law and order and there was government for so many thousands of years, this is only because Hashem willed it. The moment Hashem wills it, the world will enter a state of complete chaos, as we see which is happening today. And according to Chazal's prediction, it's going to become worse and worse and worse. This recognition of Hashem's complete power and authority in this world, this must perforce bring us to recognition that there's no reason to get upset with anybody. If someone did something to us, they're only shliach, carry on Hashem's will, because that was what was meant to happen to us. The moment that these two things come together, the recognition of Hashem amongst the creation of the world, and the end of Sinat Tzchinah, not being upset with anybody, it's very hard, and we have to try our best. We're going to fail many times. I myself fail many times a day, but I keep trying. I keep trying. And I was in the middle of a very, very unpleasant situation where somebody I was working together with, and there was a major misunderstanding, and both sides were extremely upset. I said, you know what? Let's take a break. Let's forget everything for a few days, and let's just move on and scratch. And that started, and then when there's powerful emotions and people are very upset, then that is a breeding ground for tzinus chinam. Right? When you stop and you just say, let's stop, let's rethink it, let's understand what's going on here. All Jews are brothers and sisters. There's no reason why we should be upset with each other. Right? When you do that, then you're bringing the Moshiach very, very close. As my Rebbe Rav Moshe Sternbach told me, he said, whoever has a fight with somebody today and doesn't end it, it's like Moshiach is banging on the door and he's locking the door. So we really, really have to keep this in mind. Right? Now, I turn to all the listeners here today because as we're talking about tefillah, I don't know of any group in the world, right, as strong as an Einu group who every single day gets together and davens, right, special tefillahs, not just their normal Shemon Esrei, the davening, but special tefillahs getting together from all parts of America and from other parts of the world. I know there are women in France and in South America also join in. This is an incredible thing. This is empowering you women to see Hashem clearly in life. Let the tefillahs permeate your hearts, and then throughout the day, the sign, the litmus test, if your tefillahs have been affected, as Rav Volba told me, is how does it affect the rest of the day? When you see things going on, when you see things happening, when someone doesn't treat you properly, do you see Hashem's hand that you're being tested? Right? Will you have the proper feelings towards this person or not? The stronger your tefillahs are, the more immune you'll be to the Yetzirah, who tries to get us to get upset with other Jews, which is the biggest mania to Mashiach. So I really turn to all the women here in Anenu from the bottom of my heart, right? Because I know, right? Right as I was discussing with Skapel about this Shia, right? I received a letter from my good friend, Rabbi Gelber, who runs Hakel, and he sent me an English translation of a letter from the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim writes, if there's one group in the world who strengthens themselves in the ideas, if there's one group in the world who recognizes the Shekhinah on a daily basis, and as a result, they try to strengthen themselves not to get upset with other people, to have shalom bayis, to have up their family, to have peace with their neighbors, peace with their friends, this is the gula. One group could bring the gula. And if I could think of any group, the group is Anenu. This is a very, very special group. I am very, very privileged to have the honor every month to speak for you women, and I stand in awe of the great things that you do. I'm going to conclude that, Baruch Hashem, we started this campaign a few weeks ago, and I got many, many responses for davening the Kotel. I feel that I have such nachas ruach to daven for other Jews, right? It's true that they donated to my campaign. I'm very grateful for them, but I feel grateful for them the ability to share in the difficulties of other Jews. This is ultimately what puts us together as a people, right? And I just gave a shiur today at the Kotel. If you have a chance to see it on Torah Time or YouTube, it's about my three teachers, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Shlomo Brevda, and Rav Shlomo Safrani. They all taught me the most important thing that I ever learned in my life. To be empathized with another Jew is one of the greatest things that a Jew could do. It binds us together. It helps take the pain off from other Jews. And this is something which is very, very special. And I cherish the fact that I've been in this privilege to daven for these numerous families who are having problems in Shalom Bayis, having problems with their parnasa, having problems with their children, having problems with their health, whatever it might be, whatever area it might be. And I asked that people should give me a short synopsis. Many of the people who wrote to me I know personally, and I really, really feel for their situations. I was really crying at the Kotel today. So many tzaras, but this is one of the greatest things a Jew could do. To feel for the pain of another Jew. If all Jews feel together the pain of other Jews, then Mashiach will be here. As I spoke about on Tisha B'Av, right? Rav Gershon Edelstein gave us all the kalim, all the utensils needed for Mashiach to come. And what did he say? He said that we have to feel for other Jews. We have to not get upset with other Jews. We have to know that all Jews are united as one. We're all brethren. We're all sisters and brothers. And we have to translate that in the way we relate to each other, the way we associate each other, the way we care for each other, and especially davening for each other. Davening for another Jew is one of the greatest chassadim you could do because it has very, very powerful results. So I sent the link to Ms. Kapel. If anyone wants to write to me directly at dytravis613@gmail.com, if you want to write to me, to be part of this initiative, I said it's $85 a month, once a year. If you want to give something small, that's also fine. If you're not able to give, and you want me to daven for someone at the Kosa for a day, I will certainly do that. And we should all have bracha and atzlacha and tziyat ishmaya. And this year, we're coming so close, as I said, according to the Zohar, 4 to 9 years left, because after that time, right, we've reached the point where that is the amount of time that mishpet for being in Beis HaMikdash and for Tchias HaMeisim. But it's contingent on us now, right? Hashem is doing his part. He's making the world collapse. Yeah, our part is to see this, realize Hashem, and strengthen ourselves, strengthen our feelings for other Jews, caring about other Jews, davening for other Jews, feeling for other Jews, not getting upset with people, realizing we all have bad days, and Bezrat Hashem will see Yeshua Gedol of Akar of Mamash Amen came to our time.
Okay, beautiful. Rabbi Travis, thank you so much. I heard him there, we have to wait another 4 to 7 years. We thought it's happening in the next 3 weeks.
Four to 9 years, according to Zohar.
4 to 9 years.
Okay, again, that is the amount of time.
I know. It's dangerous when you tell
them. We need to have our job. That's Hashem's work. Our job is to do that, you know.
Okay.
To fix our relationships. That's Hashem.
Mr. Shem, thank you so much. We're really not going to talk to you till Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, so that's in a very, very, very long time. So let's wish you a Shana Tova and only good things and the Tzuris Tavis. And you know what I say, if you see Mashiach in your shul, please send them to America.
And as I said, already, some listeners have already written to me, and I'm davening for them already at the Koso.
Wow.
And it's my greatest privilege to be connected with our natives.
It was our privilege. Cult of Zygism. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Bartholomew.